News and views from a non-straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast. Welcome to Not Straight Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
welcome
hey.
We are now apart again.
I know. Boo.
Are you sad that we're apart?
No. I'm just messing
around. Couldn't resist. Nah, you're like,
You walked right into that. Like
I did. Yeah. Trips right into it there. But anyways. Yeah, it's kind of weird now.
I totally threw him off for a minute one. I know. It was fun. It went by so fast. I'm like.
I know. It always does that whenever I come down there. I don't know why.
I know. Good times. You go fast when you're having fun, you know.
Well, you're the one who wanted those days. I would have stayed longer if I could have, you know, if you wanted me to, but nah. You have other stuff to do. Yeah, that too. Yeah. I mean, we both have the work and everything. Yeah. But yeah, it was a fun trip. I tell you what,
work,
had a great time. And then
it was so fun.
So we need to pick up to after we did the podcast last time because we did it before we went to eat. And then we did karaoke. So when we went to eat, we went to a place called Global Mall.
Yes.
I'm not sure exactly where that's at in Atlanta.
It is. I don't know. I just noticed Global Mall.
Okay. So it's somewhere like that.
I'm like, yeah, it's in Atlanta. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know.
But it's a Indian mall. All Indian. Like
it's
storefronts and everything
cute.
There. So if you want to get a cricket paddle and play cricket, there you go.
And I saw some awesome furniture that I told JJ, why don't you buy this for me?
Well, then I saw the price tag and it was
$799. It was only $800.
I was like, that's fucking money. You know, we better be fucking if,
that's exactly what he told me, y'all. We're walking through the mall and I see this gorgeous,
it's like
one of a kind, completely unique. Like, oh my gosh, it was just gorgeous. And I just wanted it. And it just spoke to me.
Let's explain what it was. It looked like a jewelry case kind of thing, but it was
very
ornate.
Yeah.
It looked like a small castle, basically.
It does. It looked like a castle and it's completely hand done. It was absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, to my defense, you know, there was one that was bigger.
No, there's one that's smaller and it was less expensive, but still.
But
that's like blowjob money right there, you know?
I was willing to go with there was like a 400, an 800, and a 1200. So all I asked for to our dear listeners was the 800. You know, I didn't want to go to the extreme. Didn't want to keep it too cheap. And as you can tell, he already told you what he had to say about it.
Girl has her standards, huh? And I have mine too, but you know. We couldn't agree on that, but
it's obviously not sitting here in my fucking house.
In your castle, yeah.
It was beautiful. I love that mall. And we had some good food there real quick before we went. We met some friends and
So I met Orlando and Patrick, who are friends of yours.
Yes.
And I also met a guy named Chris.
And Chris met us too. Yeah. Because Chris
kind of showed up
us.
All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. He showed up and met us, and we all ended up riding over to the little place we do karaoke, and so had our little private room, and everybody got to sing and dance and be silly and cut up. And
yeah, basically, for people who don't know, it wasn't like karaoke at a bar. It's basically you basically run a room, and then whoever you have in your party is in that room, and it's basically it's like a big table, and you have benches on both sides of the table there, and you have a TV at one end, and you can stand at the other, and basically. You can go and pick your songs off of an iPad kind of device and then sing those songs.
And it's fun because you're not in front of the whole world.
Actually, I found it less fun because I was singing to a group of like five people. I'd rather be on stage at a bar being bad. I don't know why.
And I'm the opposite.
I feel more nervous.
Because, you know, I don't know.
Plus also too, I haven't done karaoke in a long time too. And then I also decided to pick some new songs. Like I picked Meet Me at Her Spot by Willow. And there's also
that Nobody Knows.
Band. And that was supposed to be In theory, a popular song. I mean, Willow's not that unpopular of an artist, right? You're looking at me like, Well, this is an audio
Comment.
podcast. You can't just look at me and say nothing.
They can't
They
see.
can't
No,
see you.
it's funny because you and my other friend, y'all always pick the most like random tracks.
Okay.
But I pick some crazy stuff too. Like I pick stuff that only like gay folk would know. Like I had to do, my first song was Paula, of course, because we saw
Yeah.
Paula the night before, and I was like, oh.
No, all your songs were bangers. I mean, mine were like, what the fuck is he picking? Yeah.
No, I knew some of yours. I didn't know all of them, so it was interesting though. It was fun.
But then I realized is that and I didn't do it there, but apparently you can take YouTube videos and put them into the queue
Yeah.
to use them. If I knew that, I would have put a song in that wasn't in their list of songs, but I knew there was a karaoke version on YouTube. So
Yeah, I've never tried that, so maybe one of these days.
yeah, but it was a lot of fun there. I tell you what, it wasn't too badly priced either. Yeah, it was like 25 bucks a person, so
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. And it's always a fun time.
yeah.
And of course, we ate before and saw everybody. And it was a really good time.
Of course, that guy Chris that I met there, he leans over to me like halfway through the night. He's like, "You're completely my type."
Oh,
Like, uh-oh, here we go. Uh-oh.
y'all only live like, oh, how far away from each other? I
I
don't
mean,
even
how far is
know. I don't
Atlanta
even
from
know mile
Pittsburgh?
wise.
Let's take a look here real quick here.
Wonder
At in
how far
Pittsburgh.
away is Pittsburgh from me, like mile wise? Like I know it's a hell of a drive. Like
Let's see here. 684 miles. I looked it up on
I was gonna say I
Google
knew
there.
it was far away. So, but I'm coming to Pittsburgh soon. So.
I know, yeah, you're coming in October sometime, and so I'm very excited.
Coming from work, and I already told JoJo I'm crashing with him. So, because I've got a conference to do, so I'm gonna stay with him for a day or two, of course, and go do some stuff. I don't know, do whatever to do in the burg. I don't know. Probably I'm gonna make him take me out on the town because it's been so long, and definitely like take me
You'll
to
be
some
in
of my
Pittsburgh and you'll be
favorite.
like, what the?
Yeah, well, I want to go to some of my old school restaurants. That I used to like so much. So, and then see some of my old school friends and see you, because
Yeah, that would be
you
fun.
always get to come here and see my little crew run around my city. I haven't got to do the whole Pittsburgh thing in like 2 years now. So it's been overdue. So we go mix some business with pleasure.
Right?
Yeah,
Oh man, oh man. Yeah, it should be fun when you come up here, I tell you what. But it will be October at that point there, so it'll be a little cooler, which will be kind of nice, you know.
which is nice because I'll want
Yeah.
that because right now in Atlanta it is 100 plus almost every day. So, because it's August, so I will gladly. And plus I'll get to see some fall. It'll be nice,
Yeah. And then also too here as well is that with you coming up, I know you're coming up in October and it's August right now here, is that I started doing a spring cleaning in a sense, but in like late summer. But basically what I've been doing there is I've been taking one room and over one night I will go and just completely get that room cleaned up and throw out trash because I live in a one bedroom apartment and it's becoming to a point now where it's like I don't have any spare room, you know. It's just bad. But I also too realize it's like I'm a little bit of a pack rat. I like to keep
I was getting ready to
everything.
say it. He is a pack rat, y'all.
Well, I'm not like a pack rat, like you can't walk around in the house there, but it's like my walls are
Like,
fully
you're not a
decorated.
hoarder, but
Yeah, exactly.
he's a pack rat.
And so in this case, what I've been doing there is that I've been going through there and I've just been getting rid of stuff I know I'm not going to use anymore. And it's kind of like it's sad to see it go, but it needs to go, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't have the space for it anymore. It's simple as that. And I was like kind of like thinking, it's like, well, I'm gonna buy a house, I can move it all there and everything, and I'll have more enough space there. But it's kind of like, you know, with the way the economy is, I'm probably not gonna buy a house right away now. So
I don't think anybody's gonna be buying a house anytime.
right, yeah. Oh my God. It's just, yeah. I mean, but thankfully things are starting to calm down a little bit there, so I may get the, I may actually go and start looking again. So,
Yeah. You have fun with that.
right.
Everybody that knows me knows I'll just be running forever. I'm like, unless I meet a man that can take care of things. I need to find a handyman.
Well, here you go. You're looking at one right here, but no, you don't want me.
Live too far apart anyway.
Yeah, right.
He's a nor'easter. I'm a southeastern boy. Like, he can't handle all this country.
Right. Oh man, oh
My
man.
southern hospitality. It will be fun going up north for a minute, though, because it's been a minute. The furthest up north I've been so far this year was Connecticut.
Oh wow. I've never been to Connecticut. How is it?
It was my first time.
And what'd you think?
It was for work. I was like,
And
okay, hi, bye.
that's
Knocked
also
it
where
off
you
my
injured
bucket
your foot at,
list.
right?
No. This was before that.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have any desire to go back, to be
Okay.
honest. Like, it just didn't really, like, I don't know. Sorry, Connecticut, if we have any listeners in Connecticut. Like, maybe I need somebody to show me like the gay side of Connecticut, because like I was there for like 4 or 5 days, but
You felt like a Trump supporter in Connecticut, huh?
it was cold and it was like rainy, and I
Oh
don't
yeah, those
know,
are like the
like,
worst, yeah.
I mean, and I'm like in Hartford, and I mean that's pretty much it, you know, like I don't know. Maybe if somebody like showed me around, I don't know, have like a local like gay tour guide or something to show me the fun, because when you're on your own for business and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, it was cold and rainy, like I said. So it's like,
I've
I
also
don't
never
want to
heard
give up
anybody
on
say,
Connecticut yet, because you
I've
can't
also
just
never
go
heard
one
anybody
time and
say,
say,
hey, I want to move to Connecticut, you know?
yeah. And you know what? That's why, like, I was really shocked when I was going to Connecticut, because I had to go for that meeting, and I was like, I've never been there. I mean,
Yeah.
and I was like thinking, God, I'm like 29, and I've never been here. You know?
It's kind of funny is that like I've been all over the US, but I've not been any farther north than New York, and I'm in Pennsylvania, so obviously New York's the state above us. That's it.
Right, like, and I had a blast when I was in Massachusetts and stuff, but Connecticut,
Yeah.
don't know. We'll see. Never
Who
say
knows?
never.
Right?
Maybe I'll end up moving there. I'll have a house and two
Like,
kids and a gorgeous
yes, I live in
husband
Maine.
and live happily ever after.
So you never know. Maybe you'll move back north. I don't know. But you're a southerner
Who
in a northern
knows?
state, you know, so
I'm
that won't
never
be a good
opposed
thing.
to anything at this point in my life, so
Right.
never
I
say
tell you
never.
what. Yeah, it's kind of like, like the thing they say, it's kind of like, it's like figure out what you want to do for a living there and you'll never work there a day in your life. I don't know what the hell I still
Yep.
want to do, So.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of sad because I came back from Atlanta and like for like the first few days, I was depressed. I missed you. I missed Ebony, your
Oh.
cat. And I just missed Atlanta, It was
And
just
here I was back to work. So I'm
right.
sitting here like, ugh, because I missed the sleeping in and I was getting to go do things and
Yeah.
everything. Then I had to do this like 180, like right back into work. And I was sitting here like, oh my God, how I'd love to just like sleep in today. And
Yeah, same
me
here.
and
It was
you
like,
just like go find something to do for the day. Like, you know, like, but yeah, I was like,
shoot me
ugh,
now.
it was rough going back. I was like,
It was kind of funny because I flew Delta when I came down there because Delta is like the hub of Delta is
Yeah.
Atlanta, I think. And I didn't have any trouble getting down there, but just the weekend before I came down there was a whole entire CrowdStrike thing. And so I was thinking is that I would have problems getting down there. I had no problems getting down there. It was getting back that was a little bit of an issue there. My flight kept getting delayed, but it's just because there was weather going through the exact flight path of where basically the flight was coming down from Indianapolis to Atlanta and then from Atlanta was going to go back to Pittsburgh. And so from Indianapolis to Atlanta, there were storms. Then, of course, when the plane lands in Atlanta, I hear thunder start to
Yeah.
rumble, above the roof of the airport. And it's just kind of like, oh, great, here we go again. So, yeah, basically, we were supposed to take off for like around 7 p.m. We didn't take off until 9 p.m. I didn't get back until shortly after midnight, actually.
Yeah. That's not bad, though.
Yeah, because basically, actually, once even I planed around like 9 p.m., I didn't take off till almost 10, because we were just, completely, utterly stuck on the runway for a while, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because of the weather, yeah.
And of course, I managed to get window seats both times. And of course, this time back, I had people next to me there. It was a completely full flight. And I'll be honest, it's kind of like I'm kind of rethinking the whole entire window seat thing there, because it's kind of like, unless I fly during the day, it's not worth it. And actually, I flew down, it was raining, and I flew back, it was raining. And so it was just kind of like, what's the point of all this?
I have to always have the window, and I don't even look out the window. It's just because I have to sleep. That's where I sleep.
I can't
And
sleep
then
on a
that
plane.
way, I'm not stuck in the middle of people. Like, I can't stand that. Or I can't stand the aisle, because if I'm on the aisle and then they bring the cart and stuff back, and it's like, or there's people getting up and down to use the bathroom nonstop and like bumping into you. It's just like, oh my God, it drives me crazy. Because I have my little travel pillow. I just turn around and I'm just like, and plus, I don't want to get stuck talking to people. It just depends on my mood, because I'm very social. So sometimes I will. I've made some good connections on planes.
I don't really talk to people on planes. You know how most planes nowadays have the in-flight entertainment in the headrest?
Oh, yeah.
My flight back did not have any in-flight entertainment.
Mine didn't coming back from, where was it? Not so long ago. I was shocked. It was the first time this year. I was like, what happened to that? And I was like, and then I told my friend, I said, they'll probably just make it to where you have to bring your own before you know it.
Well, what it was there is that, because when I did this flight, I signed up for Delta SkyMiles finally. So I figured I'd come down there once a year, might as well get some miles out of this, you know. And it doesn't cost anything. But apparently, Delta SkyMiles members get free Wi-Fi. So I was able to get connected to the Wi-Fi on my phone after the plane was, took off. Okay, so I was able to play some games on my phone while, just to pass the
I always end up working,
time.
or I try to find a movie that I can watch in enough time, you know?
I was thinking about editing the podcast, but it's kind of like it's only an hour and a half flight there. I don't want to have to whip out the laptop and deal with like the crammed, quarters trying to edit that thing, And plus
Yeah.
all the noise in the background there, I really couldn't hear anything very well. So it just kind of made sense to get home and then edit that thing, which I did. That worked out fine. But yeah, it was just, I don't know what it is. It's like on planes. It's kind of like I just had to be there just to. I think if it was a longer flight, I was like flying from like Pittsburgh to California, like Los Angeles or something, I would definitely be able to do maybe a little more work then at that point. But I think for
Yeah.
me, they're just kind of like, also too, I would need to have a slightly bigger seat as well. I need to be in like
I just
business
try to
class.
go to sleep. That's my thing. I'm like, a flight to me is sleep time. That's like, what else am I going to do? You know, like,
Yeah.
because I can only have like my laptop out so long. If I'm not ready to sleep, then I'll be like, screw it, I'll watch a movie as long as it's like an hour and a half or less. Because then, of course, there's always interruptions and whatever else, announcements and crap. But I just usually sleep. I try my best. I'm like,
Yeah, and I wanted to do that on the way back, but hey, we don't have any in-flight entertainment, so there you go. Yeah,
because.
it was kind of funny. It was like the seat was completely blank, It was like no screen, nothing, It's like, oh, well.
Yep.
Of course, I'm going to sit here and just bitch and bitch and bitch about that flight. But, anyways, no, it was fine, So I'm back, and you're back in Atlanta. And this is a bad segue.
What do you mean?
I'm back in Pennsylvania. You're back
And I'll be
in
coming to see you
right.
soon. It's already August. So it's like, dang. It's like, yeah, I've got the beach in September, and then I'll come see you in October. Like, they're literally like one month away from each other. It's crazy. They're like,
Anyways, we're gonna go
oh.
ahead here. We're gonna take a break and we'll be right back to Not Straight Gas after these messages. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to voxonyx.com. That's VOXONX.com.
Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now.
Attention gamers. Ready to level up your game collection? Discover Gamefly. With Gamefly, rent the hottest new releases and classic favorites for your console or PC. No due dates, no late fees. Play as long as you want and swap when you're ready. Plus, enjoy free shipping both ways. It's the easiest way to game your way. Sign up today at nsc.lgbt/game and get your first month free. Gamefly, your ultimate game library, delivered.
And now it's time for the news. And Josh, you have the first story. And
I get involves, the first.
Involves the part of the human anatomy, huh?
He gives me the good ones, y'all. I tell him, let me have the fun ones. All right. Well, with our first story, without further ado, French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati's bulge might have played a role in costing him Olympic gold. But now it's given him the chance for some major green. After Ammirati's bulge clipped the crossbar during his pole vault heat at the 2024 Summer Olympics, the image spread like wildfire on social media as
you know exactly marveled. Who we're talking about too, right? I mean, it's like I can't go a day without seeing this in my Facebook feed somewhere.
Right. Uh-huh. I saw it when it happened. Viewers marveled at his endowment while lamenting what it had taken from him. And as it turns out, Ammirati's misfortune also caught the attention of an adult entertainment company called Cam Soda, who offered him a quarter mil, $250,000, in exchange for 60 minutes of a cam show. Cam Soda Vice President Darren Parker made the offer to Ammirati 21 to show off his goods in exchange for the big gay payday. Actually, I didn't gay, but you know, I think we all know the gay folk are the ones watching.
Oh, yeah.
Although you didn't bring home the gold medal, you could still capture the gold from your fans via Cam Soda. That has to count for something, right? The offer reads. Plus, you won't have to show those restrictive compression shorts holding you back. So feel free to let it all out and show the world why you should have your own Olympic competition next time around.
Yeah, it sounds like the compression shorts really helped in this case, right?
I know, right? After the event, Ammirati was candid about the viral mishap, saying it was a big disappointment. The conditions were good, Ammirati told the French Athletics Federation on Saturday. This is the first time that I attacked a competition without any stress.
Oh, no Ammirati wonder, said,
yeah. Ammirati said he missed a bit of jumping and training to fine-tune the settings before his bulge knocked over the bar during his third attempt at the 5.70 milliliter
meter. millimeter, 5.7 millimeters. That'd be like,
okay. I was like almost five. There. He lamented. Sorry. Amirati finished with a combined score of 5.60 and in 12th position in his heat, failing to qualify for the next round of the competition and the chance to compete for the medal. Though Amirati's blunder made for an easy fodder, it actually wasn't the thing that prevented him from a successful vault. Before his vault came in contact with the bar, his legs hit the bar first, which disqualified the attempt. It was Amirati's third and final attempt at clearing 5.70, which eliminated him from the competition.
So really, we could say his third leg hit the bar, right?
I guess, you know, between his legs and, you know.
Right.
Poor guy. While Amirati ultimately came up empty-handed in the medal department, his appearance at the 24 games will live on in Olympic lore forever. Not the worst thing in the world, losing a gold medal in the Olympics, because you're packing a French baguette, one person joked via X. Anthony Amirati, you, sir, won at right? life.
Exactly.
Another wrote, lost the pole vault, won. Another friend wrote, lost the pole vault, won the schlong jump. I think everybody's seen this at this point. If you haven't, I don't know where you're living. Like,
right, exactly. I posted something for Josh as well in the doc that we used for the show, and it was a tweet there, and it says, it's got to suck now to be a pole vaulter now that it actually makes it over. Everybody's like, nice metal shirt deck.
But yeah, I saw this. It was funny. I was actually at the pole with some friends here and getting some sun, and all of a sudden my phone blows up and I saw it. So then I shared it with them. And then I saw that there were some girls over in the corner and then they were all on their phones. And then by the time I got back to the house, it was like fire. Like it was all over the place. Like it was crazy.
Oh man. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I eventually saw it on my Facebook news feed there. My phone didn't blow up for a second.
I wonder if he'll do it.
You wonder if he'll actually do the,
I wonder if he gave any like actual thought, like, to it, you know, because that's, I don't know, that's 1 hour, $250,000,
right. And I mean, I, it's kind of funny, I was thinking about this here, because a lot of Olympic folks there now have OnlyFans.
They do what? They do or they don't?
They do. They have OnlyFans. Oh, yeah. Okay. Some of them don't actually get naked on their OnlyFans, you know, it's
right,
like, and they go right up to the line but don't cross over.
Yeah. Well, he can always do something like that too. So
right, exactly. Yeah, I think he has a good future ahead of him there.
Yeah, everybody knows his name, and for being 21 and packing like that, and yeah, with that type of publicity, he better make. I would make damn good sure I took, you know,
I'd be capitalized on
15 minutes of fame, because like it won't last forever. So
right, because in a year I'll be like, okay, who was that guy? Whatever, you know.
Yeah, like he better capitalize on that now, because
right,
that could definitely, you know, bring him his celebrity and bring him that money.
And it won't be sad like Lorena Bobbitt and the whole entire situation that went on with that, you know. At least it won't be pathetic, you know.
Oh, honey, and she comes back every 2 seconds. It seems like she comes back every few years for another little 15 minutes of fame. Not anything.
And but it becomes a shorter and shorter 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right? But that was a funny win this week. Yes, definitely. Everybody saw that, and that was definitely worth mentioning for real.
Well, that's something that's not nearly as fun, but it's going to get Josh riled up like there's no tomorrow. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has revived his feud with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, seemingly out of nowhere for some reason. He's a bad guy, Trump said of Kemp during the Atlanta campaign rally Saturday. He's a disloyal guy and he's a very average governor. I wonder why. So Trump's feud with Kemp and other Georgia Republicans stems from the 2020 election, which then President Trump embarrassingly lost a traditionally red state. Following his defeat, Trump attempted to pressure state officials to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the state. So Kemp fought back against that attempt. So now he's the enemy.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, because Kemp won. We're a purple state. And like, I mean, we're traditionally a Republican state. And then for us to be red when it comes to the governor. And
yeah, he is considered one of the most respectable governors. He's extremely popular in Georgia.
Right. And then he came here and I thought for sure, yeah. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm sure he's probably like trying to make nice with him. I was thinking Harris. Like he would say something nice or like he would try to like steal his base because like obviously he won. But no, Kemp, as you can tell, doesn't want anything to really do with him and fought back against this whole overturn the election thing. And so he came here and trashed our governor.
Well,
and
then also too, Trump lost the Senate in Georgia, you know. Remember Herschel Walker, that whole entire thing, he propped him up there and ended up losing. Well, majority of the issues of the race was that the GOP nominated a man accused of domestic violence and pressuring a former girlfriend and getting an abortion. The other portion was that Trump has just spent the last 2 years bickering with Georgia Republicans for not helping Trump's attempts to steal the election. So, yeah, you would think here basically Trump needs Georgia to win.
Yes.
And so why would he come down there and just start ripping on everybody there? Because he can't stay out of his own way, basically, you know?
I know. I was just like, dude, you're shooting yourself in the head. Like, and the last time you were rallying in PA, somebody already tried to shoot you.
Basically, he's still a vengeful, self-absorbed liar. He has no interest in putting country or party ahead of himself there. You know, it's all about him, basically. And I think now at this point, with the whole entire campaign, Kamala and Tim Walz, who Kamala picked as her running mate, since this is new since the last time we did a podcast, they are killing it, you know? I mean, Tim is like everybody's dad, basically, you know?
It's going to be really interesting. I was very shocked when he came down here and said all that, because it was all over our news, you know? And you know, rightfully so. Regardless of party, it's like, you know, he's still the governor, and it is a more traditional state here, and it's like, he didn't get involved in this whole like crazy like overturn the election thing. And, you know, so obviously they're not tight, and he made it very, very abundantly clear that they are not. And with a state like ours, he needed to kind of be kissing like his ass and like trying to win his votes and get his base. But he just came here and trashed the guy.
Like, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Like, so he can't stay out of his own way, basically. I think also too, with the stress he has with Kamala, you know, and, Tim Walz going ahead there and basically like beating him at all the things that he knows, you know, it's kind of like, I think the Trump campaign is in disarray right now, you know? Yes. And I think basically he's starting to flow on. I think that's one of the signs there. Like he had that press conference the other day and, you know, apparently a lot of people are like, this was a very unhinged press conference, you know? Plus you're also so cheap, you couldn't give the reporters microphones. That's odd. But yeah, it was just basically, it just seems like to me there, I'm starting to think that you're seeing an implosion of him start to happen in slow motion.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens here, but I think probably what's going to end up happening is that Kamala's going to win in a landslide.
Oh, yes.
They're the party of like promise and happiness and everything there, and Trump is just like very decisive nowadays. It's just kind of like, just like meanness and just like, just don't want to deal with that. And I think
to me, it's just the doom and gloom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Those are the words I was looking for there. He's just, I mean, it's just awful. That's all I have to say. Anyways, here, we're going to go ahead there. We're going to take our second break and we'll be right back to Not Straight Cast after these messages.
Looking for your next great find? At 2nd & Charles, discover a road of treasures. Books, vinyl records, video games, and more. Whether you're into the latest bestsellers or nostalgic classics, 2nd & Charles has got you covered. Visit nsc.lgbt/Charles to check out their online selection. That's nsc.lgbt/CHARLES.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Cuplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman-owned and built for everyone, Cuplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Hey there, Josh. Guess what time it is?
What time?
It's 50 on 50 contest time. And now, here's the fourth and final word.
Yes.
The word is now. Once again, the fourth and final word is now. So now you have all four words. What would you say?
I said, so now I can tell everybody.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, now you have all four words. You go to nsc.lgbt/contest and enter the 50 and 50 summer sweepstakes. And so, in this case here, on our next episode of Not Straightcast, that's going to be episode 50, we're going to announce the winner on our next episode. So stay tuned for that. So now you have here between now and August 28th at 4 p.m. to go ahead and enter in that those words there. So go ahead to nsc.lgbt/contest. You get those words entered in there and get entered in and win that $50 Amazon gift card.
Celebrate Pride every day with Pride Check, where you can wear your pride loud and proud. Discover a vibrant collection of LGBTQ plus apparel, accessories, and home decor that let you show your true colors. From rainbow flags to inclusive tees, we've got everything you need to express yourself. Plus, a portion of every purchase supports LGBTQ plus charities. Shop with pride and make a difference. Visit nsc.lgbt/pride and find your new favorite way to shine.
Welcome back to Not Straightcast, and now with another fun story, here's Josh.
I get the good stories this week, y'all. I get the pole vault thing.
And I get the boring-ass stories, boring-ass political stories. But anyways, go ahead there.
I told him if I was doing this with him, I have to have the fun stuff. Okay, so I don't know if y'all remember, but for our listeners out there, some might not, but... a lot of people might remember a man by the name of Freddy Alanis.
Is it Freddy Alanis, actually? F-R-E-D-Y?
I said Freddy. My God, Freddy.
It Freddy? Okay. I wasn't sure yet.
It's Freddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you reading it as Freddy? I don't know. Look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I said Freddy. Yeah.
Freddy. Okay. Anyway, like this guy is super popular, but anyway, he was popular. So let's get into it. The then 19-year-old gay.
Huh? He was popular 5 years ago.
Yes, 5 years ago. So this is another guy that's got some more fame again. The then 19-year-old gay man. So he is now 24. He was from Chicago and he went viral 5 years ago with a tweet in which he revealed he'd ended up in the ER after a sexual encounter went wrong.
Uh-oh.
Alanis had hooked up with a man who had a 10-inch penis. And after enjoying some vigorous, rough oral sex, Alanis realized something was seriously amiss. A trip to the ER confirmed he had torn a hole in his windpipe and he required emergency surgery.
Ouch.
And he ended up staying in the hospital for several days.
Could you imagine tearing your windpipe, you know? Ouch.
It's been a pretty thick and girthy. Okay, anyway, a few and months long, later.
Right? Because it was 10 inches, they said.
I know, but I'm saying it must have been a hell of 10 inches.
Hold on here a second. Yeah, if it punctured your windpipe, it probably had to be a pointy 10 inches. Or to puncture your windpipe. But I don't know. I would have it that far down in my windpipe. I don't know. I mean, he was really going at it and deep throwing it, apparently.
He was giving deep throat a whole new meaning.
He was giving him the business, basically, right?
So a few months later, he had posted a photo to Twitter, and he said he was just sharing it for those friends who he had told about the incident. And he was not expecting it to go viral. But recently, Alanis took to Twitter again to mark the 5th anniversary of his accident. Happy 5 years and happy pride to the moment I'll never be able to live down, he said. After his first tweet went viral, he gave an interview to them to offer more details. He said his parents were unaware of what had happened. However, they saw the article and did find out. Go figure. Alana says they were super upset about it. And his sister also received messages from trolls saying her brother should kill himself. Oh, but anyway. He went on to say, I think my mom will always be upset about the article, but it's just kind of something that is out there now, and there's nothing you can really do about it. Alanis's latest tweet has gone even more viral than his original tweet 5 years ago. He took the time to respond to some of the comments. Asked by one person how to best avoid this happening, he replied, never suck dick at an angle. And if you must, don't force it, because you'll almost die.
Oh, I feel so bad for him, you know. It's just... Ouch, that has to hurt. I tell you what, talk about that, you know? It's like...
Well, he was young at the time.
Yeah. Young, dumb, and with a broken windpipe, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the little boy took on a little more than he thought he could handle. So.
Right, exactly. And then all of a sudden, bam.
But he has his tweet forever to commemorate that moment. And
so let's
course,
go
Twitter,
back to that for a second. Yeah, you mentioned he has that tweet there. He put that tweet out, you know.
When he was 19. So this was 5 years.
He it's must not have been thinking there. You know, he posted the photo to Twitter, only with a shirt with friends, and all of a sudden it became viral.
Yes.
It's like, why would you post stuff on Twitter that you don't want other people to know? It's kind of like...
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want the whole world to know that, like...
I busted my windpipe sucking out a 10-inch dick, but I mean, that's not necessarily something to be ashamed of, apparently, in the gay community.
I guess... Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess how you look at it. I don't think I'd want my family knowing.
Right, know? Exactly.
Like, especially if you put it on Twitter. Like, mom's calling or grandma's calling. How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think
I'm recovering. I had emergency surgery. Messed up my windpipe. And of course, they're going to be like, huh? But it's something that I think this story goes to show you that whatever you put out there can be out there for life. Like something back then, 5 years ago, when you're 19, I mean, it's now 24. And it's like, here he is, like commemorating the anniversary because it was just so funny. But then, of course, you know, I mean, it's something he'll have to, I mean, you got to realize when he goes to his family get togethers or Thanksgiving.
You suck at that. Here's a turkey.
Can you
stick
imagine
for
him
you?
Walking in with his new boyfriend now or something, and they're always going to be looking at him like, you know,
I don't
go
think
easy
he's
on him.
That all the way through, you know, I don't think he thought too much about what happened there, you know, because it's kind of like it's indelibly stained him. It's kind of like, you know, in a sense, but it's kind of also kind of funny what happened. Let's be honest with you there. So,
but well, at least he gave advice. Never stuck dick at an angle, and if you must, don't force it because you'll almost die. So if there is something to be learned, don't suck dick at an angle, and if you must, don't force it.
Don't try sucking all the way down your throat, apparently, yeah. So anyways, here, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next story here. So I have the politics of the boring shit. Anyways, Waltz has been governor. Actually, this isn't that boring. Waltz has been governor of Minnesota since 2019, has a strong track record on LGBTQ rights. He was named as Harris's choice for vice president on the Democratic ticket, addressing a crowd of supporters at Temple University in Philadelphia after he was announced as Harris's running mate. Waltz drew cheers and laughter when he referred to a viral claim that Vance had engaged in sex with a couch. So the claim, which was posted on Twitter by now deleted users, suggested there was a section in Vance's 2016 memoir, where he pleasured himself on the sofa. The user wrote that they can't say for sure, but he might be the first VP pick to have admitted in a New York Times bestseller to fucking an inside-out latex glove shoved between two couch cushions. And they put in, like, parentheses, Vance, Hubilly, LG, page 179 to 181. Needed two pages to describe that, huh? Whoa. Anyways, the claim was quickly debunked, including a since-redacted fact-check piece by the Associated Press. But that did not stop people running with it, and even Harris's campaign tweeted, J.D. Vance does not couch his hatred for women. And then Tim Walz went ahead and told the crowd,
like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up.
So, so telling her 12,000 supporters why she picked Walz, Harris said that she had set out to find a partner who can build this brighter future and a leader who can unite this nation and move us forward. She described the relatively unknown governor as a patriot who believes, as I do, in the extraordinary promise of America, a promise of freedom, opportunity, and justice, just not for some, but for all. And in a nod to Walz's track record on LGBTQ rights, Harris recounted about when he was a teacher and a sports coach in the 90s, a time when the federal government banned same-sex marriage. He served as the faculty advisor for a high school gay-straight alliance group because he knew the signal it was send to have a football coach get involved. I mean, it's kind of like, she could not have made a better pick. I tell you what, there, you know, he's been dubbed America's dad now.
And the whole couch thing,
right?
That, and I was really shocked too because, you know, he did write that book, you know, and he got. I mean, it was made into a movie and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's a bestseller. I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. But then he basically trashed his own community, which is what I couldn't agree with. Like. Because it was like how he got out of poverty, but then he's going to turn around and like trash like his community, like the people that stood by him and wanted to see him succeed. Like, I'm just not digging him. He's just, that's why when you said the couch thing, like I've heard about that a lot. And so I was like, oh God, now I got to go get the book. But then I'm like, obviously I don't want to support the dude. Like I didn't never buy the book. Yeah, I did watch the movie.
You want to buy Glenn Close in it with the cover ripped off of it at a used bookseller, right?
Because I did watch the movie because it had Glenn Close in it. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Okay.
And she did a really good job in it. But for the fact that, you know, the way he's turned out, like otherwise, it's just, and the couch thing. But I
posted a meme on Facebook and it's like my girl looking super thick. And it's basically it's like J.D. Vance looking at like the side of a couch, which looks like a butt of a woman. Yeah,
I tell you what. I mean, they're giving him some hell. That's for sure. Especially,
basically, Democrats are turning the playbook that Republicans have used for years on them now, and it's kind of like he doesn't feel so good now, does it?
Yeah, he's got some skeletons in his closet, which makes me wonder why, like, the Trump campaign didn't kind of like do a little bit more fact finding and searching and picking somebody because it was like. All this stuff's now coming out about him. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, now you're hearing almost more about him than you are Trump. So it's like, now who's the bigger, like, you know, clown? I don't know.
Tim Walz was the guy who came up with the weird acronym. And this completely, utterly explains both Trump and, you know, J.D. Vance. Because it's just like, they're just weird. And it's like, it's not enough that they have one weird guy in the ticket. Now they have two weird guys, you know?
Yes. Very interesting.
So on my Facebook page, I posted, you know, like the Nazi Germany thing where Adolf Hitler is like talking to his generals and he kicks everybody else out of the room and he starts screaming at them and everybody over like puts like the subtitles in there because it's in German, obviously. He puts the subtitles on there and it's always like different things. And this one was about, it's like, don't you guys know I was a convicted criminal? If I don't win this election, I'm screwed. So, yeah. So, but somebody did something like that there. It was kind of like, I haven't seen that one in a long time. It was just like, it was just as funny as it was back then, you know? So, but, you know what's even funnier?
What?
Our moment of conclusion for today. So the official French broadcaster for the Paris 2024 Olympics, France Télévision, it's also known as just France.TV, had a hilarious misspelling of an animateur's name during an interview with the Vogue editor-in-chief. While celebrities showed up to the events surrounding the Olympic Games and gave interviews to different outlets, their names were obviously displayed on the screen in real time for fans to see. Except, well, this time somebody inadvertently made the funniest mistake ever. Animateur was interviewed by France TV while live on broadcast, but as her name popped up on the screen, fans couldn't help but notice the major misspelling displayed right in front of them. So her first name was A-N-N-A-L. Anal Couture. So as expected, the internet's having a field day laughing at the Vogue icon having her name misspelled as anal. In some ways, you could say maybe it was an improvement. I don't know. So anyways, we have the shout out to the French producer who was responsible for this there. U.S. internet culture will forever be grateful for another animateur meme. Oh my God. Yeah, it reminds me of one of the things there. It was kind of like, I'm trying to remember who it was there. It was like Jim Galifianakis, I think. He was on WGN, and they have a reporter named Anna Belleval on there. And basically, he was tossing to her. And it basically is kind of like, and now with About Tana's anal,
Belleval.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. He's like, no, that's not right. And the other guy's like, no, you're fine. You've actually improved it. So keep going.
I can't believe they did that to her, though. I know she's a diva. Don't get me wrong.
Anal.
But.
With Tori.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, everybody knows who she is, especially. Yeah. In, like, I mean, oh, my God. Like, really? Like, somebody should have done AM. Because, you know, they're having a field day with it, of course. But.
Yeah, somebody just typed too fast and put an L in there and everything. I completely understand how that can happen.
Yeah.
So, but, or the other person has an L and then when you deleted it there, didn't delete the L out of it. Yeah. So, tisk, tisk, tisk. But, so anyways, haha, anal with Tor. Gotta love when people misspell names like that. But anyways, I think that's going to wrap it up here for today. So, yeah, we have show number 50 coming up on September 1st. And we have a special guest that's going to show up for that show. And you'll know her well. And that's all I have to say. So, because she was on the podcast for quite a while there. So, but anyways, yeah, I want to thank you very much for listening to the NotStraightCast and subscribe where all great podcasts are sold. Also, go ahead and visit NotStraightRadio to allow you access all the websites, including NotStraightCast, NotStraight.news, NotStraightRadio, and LGBTQ Radio at notstraightworld.com. Email us at feedback at notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And until next time, have a not straight one.